Welcome back. This season, I'm going to try and speak to some people who are maybe a little bit more clued up than I am on some of the topics that have had the most interest in the last season. And there'll obviously be some more chin wags from me, your Princess Priya. Let's talk about depression. Why not? Such a cheerful topic. Oh, it should be talked about more. It should be known about more. Depression is a killer. That's a fact. And it's absolutely hideous. That's an opinion. It really is something else. I speak from experience and can say it nearly killed me. It was really awful. I am grateful every day that I am not in the grip of it anymore. Flipping heck. Even thinking about talking about it feels heavy. Strap yourselves in and think of something nice to do at the end of this. It might get a bit heavy. The depression slug. That's what I call it when my mind feels like there's a slug inside it. And it just isn't working properly. As if something is crawling around inside there. And it's just slimy and slow. And thoughts are weird and not right, not normal. And it's down to the slug crawling around in there. That's how it used to feel, the depression slug. It would slow down thoughts, mess up thoughts, and just give such a sense of stuckness. But it was so nuanced as well. It took a while to figure out it was the slug. And to differentiate between normal and then slug. And now it's clear, but it took a long time of not realizing. It took a long time to be able to differentiate it. And now it seems clear. But it is nuanced, it is subtle. And it's easy to believe it all, or to believe all your thoughts. It is. I wouldn't recommend the depression slug. And then there's the numbness. What is that all about? The sensations are completely numbed, as in feelings. You just don't feel feelings. Apart from the dark ones. So it's like ear defenders on your whole body, but to do with feelings. So or being underwater, but you're trying to hear how you feel. It's so disconnecting and strange and weird, surreal, and a bit removed from your own life, and it's really odd how that happens. It's really weird how it works. It's like a buffer that you don't need or want, and it leaves you guessing when it's information about yourself that you need. That's what those feelings provide. But depression comes along and puts a great big cloak over them. Yeah. And it's just so unknown, bleak, confusing. It's another part that leaves you guessing, if there's any energy left for guessing, because living with it is all the energy that you would have even. And then there's the emotional side of depression. Flipping heck. It was, for me, unlike anything I had ever felt before. Might have had moments or days or phases before like that, but this was continuous and consistent and really, really bleak. And definitely it felt like it would go on forever. There was no hope. And sometimes that was the hardest thing, that there was nothing to hope for anymore. There was nothing to work towards, nothing to look forward to, just nothingness. Which fits in with the nothingness. No, with the numbness, I mean. So that's really weird, standing on the landscape of your own life, looking out at nothing ahead of you and your life behind you. It doesn't make any sense. It's really disconcerting and bleak, empty. It's really weird. I think if I didn't know what I was talking about, I'd find it really hard to imagine. That probably doesn't make any sense at all. But I'm trying to describe something that's very difficult to describe. So I hope I'm doing some justice to what it can be actually like if you have depression. And it is a hopeless disease. You can get through it though. There's the hope that I can give you now, and the me who had it, that you can come through it. There can be better days. There can be hope. There can be things to look forward to. You can move forward. How are you supposed to trust your thoughts and your feelings when you have the slug going on, disrupting all your thoughts, making them messy, switching them off? And then when you have the ear defenders on your whole body, when you don't really know what you're feeling and you can't really feel the feelings anyway, how are you supposed to know what to think? How are you supposed to know what to do? That's part of the issue with depression, is that it cuts off all of those pathways that you would usually have available to you to sense what you need to do for yourself. But they're cut off. So what do you do? It's so difficult. If you don't have a plan or you don't have an idea, and you don't have thoughts that you can trust anyway. So in the absence of ideas and plans and pathways, those thoughts start to become believable. And those feelings start to become permanent. The bleakness, the hopelessness, the despair, the gloom. That's a good word to describe it, because that's how it feels. feels like glue, and it's gloom. It's really, really gloomy. And just like you're switched off, like a TV screen that's switched off. There's just so much nothingness for so long, an abyss inside and around you. And that's hard when there's things like occasions, things that other people are happy about and excited about, and normally you would be and you have been before, but you're just, that's another disconnection. You just don't have those feelings. Just doesn't touch the sides. It's gloom and despair and darkness and fog. That is reality instead for a while. It's incredibly isolating. When you don't have your normal ways of communicating with yourself and you feel completely disconnected from your own world, your own life, your own self, how on earth do you communicate what you are experiencing in order to get help? If you're not sure how to help yourself, how can you communicate it to someone else or to other people if you have such a huge disconnection inside? It's so hard. How do you describe it when the slug is there messing things up? How do you describe it when the body ear defenders are on, numbing you out? How do you describe hopelessness if you're not sure that that's what you're experiencing? How? It's too hard. It's too much energy. The slug makes everything hard anyway. The gloom makes everything hard. Lack of sensation, lack of hope makes it all so much harder. Warped thinking. Yes, that's what the slug does. It warps your thinking. So you can't trust your thoughts. It makes reality really distorted. And maybe the inner critic gets its showtime on stage and takes over for a while. Or nothing takes over for a while instead. And you don't have your sense of direction or purpose or internal kind of guide. There's also the stuck in the mudness that you feel. Just, it's like climbing the mountain that never ends. It's like being stuck in the mud. It's like wading through all the time, and everything just feels too much. The smallest thing feels too much. In fact, nothing feels too much. Nothingness. So something, of course, is going to feel way too much. Oh, the wading. Blimey. I'd forgotten what that felt like until now. It really was relentless. Some of the consequences include not being able to function in your normal way. It includes, or it also affects, relationships and just not being able to maintain them or be in them, really. And you really have to find someone who gets what you're going through. That's what I would suggest and advise that you do. You just talk to someone, or more than one person, who understands it and can listen whenever you are ready to say anything about it. It can feel pointless. You can feel pointless and useless and hopeless, and as if you add no value. And that is bloody hard to deal with and to live with. And that's where it can become too much. And someone might choose not to live with it anymore. Because if you believe that you're pointless and useless and that there isn't any hope anymore, then it's almost a logical conclusion that you might think, okay, then I know what to do about it. It's flipping scary. It can be incredibly hard to believe your own experience. It can be very difficult to accept that it's a disease, an illness. It can be really hard to remember that, let alone accept it, or the other way around, to accept it, let alone remember it. I don't know which way around now. It's, that's part of it. That's part of it, because the thinking is warped. The feelings are muted. There isn't a way forward that you can see anymore. So how on earth can you trust anything? It's odd. And it's isolating as well. So there's another thing that can just leave you directionless. And stood still, watching life, but not being in life. It's so weird and surreal. Too many adjectives, I know. I hope they're okay. I hope this is making some sense. My top tips, I guess, would be to find a way through, whichever way that works. And if that way stops working, find another way. Ways may only work for a little while. You may only find some relief sometimes. And don't be ashamed of your experience. It is your experience. And the sooner you can understand and accept that it's an illness, the sooner you might access some help. And find someone to talk to. It will make the world a difference. It definitely will make the world a difference. Find people who can understand, and if they can't, or if either find people who can understand or find people who can sit with you in the darkness and just hear you out, because that's invaluable. It really is. And I wish you luck. If this is something you're suffering with, I wouldn't wish it on anyone. So I'm sending you a great big hug. take care. If you or someone you know is suffering with depression and wants to talk to a counsellor, then get in touch. If not, have a look online and find someone to talk to. There's so many helplines out there. There's Mind, Samaritans, and many others. Find someone to talk to. The Ellie Friends, as in elephant, E-L-E type. No, E-L-E Friends. A website is a forum, which is really great as well. So that's another place to check out. There's some great books out there, some YouTube videos out there. And good luck. If you haven't signed my campaign yet, please do change.org/counselling for teachers. I could really do with your support. Thank you for listening. Advertisement break. All hail Princess Priya. All hail Princess Priya. All hail Princess Priya.